Yo estoy aquí con Oscar, an evangelist in Bogota. Él vive en Río Negro. Oscar, por favor, dime sobre tu relación con Jesucristo. Gracias.
Hola a todos. Bueno, mi relación con Jesucristo es una vivencia personal todos los días, buscando en oración y en su palabra conocerle cada día más. Es una relación también de servicio. Yo trabajo para Él, predico su evangelio, predico su mensaje por medio de la música. La música es una herramienta que Él me ha dado para llegarle principalmente a jóvenes. Y pues sí, Él es mi padre y yo soy un servidor de Él.
Amén, excelente, gracias. Y tú eres un evangelista con, por favor, dime, y la de personas escuchas esta podcast, tu website, sitio y YouTube channel, y en the emphasis de to the música, ¿comprendes?
Okay, sí, los que quieran escuchar mi música y conocer más de este ministerio pueden entrar a mi página web, que es crabitsmusic.org. Se escribe C-R-A-B-D-B-B-E-A-T-S, music, M-U-S-I-C.org, o pueden encontrarme en YouTube como Kravitz, C-R-A-B-E-A-T-S, Kravitz, es el nombre de este ministerio, que significa C de Cristo, R reconciliando a almas, Cristo reconciliando almas a través de los beats, el beat del hip hop.
Amen, amen. So yes, it's Crabeats, C-R-A, Beats, B-E-A-T-S, on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Easy, fácil. En un otro,
Facebook.
Facebook.
Facebook también.
Crabeats.
Twitter.
And excellent. Gracias, Oscar. And please tell me your full name, your last name also.
Oscar. Mi número telefónico.
Your ultima nombre.
Oscar Ortiz. Mi nombre es Oscar Ortiz, o Kravitz, que es mi nombre artístico.
Okay. Great. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Bendiciones. And thank you.
Thank you a ti. Bendiciones.
Okay. Chao.
Chao. Chao. Oye.
So I'm in Palermo, and I start talking to a few people, and then I see a guy with a hat on. It says, Jesus is Lord. A few minutes later, we start talking, and he's an evangelist, and he, that was his, the YouTube channel, and the Facebook is Crabeats. His name is Oscar. He lives in a small town just outside of Bogota, Rio Negro, and his specialty is hip-hop music, you know, and bringing the gospel using hip-hop music. So please check out his site and his channels. These last two messages have just been, I call them, you know, standalone messages, not really part of the Holy Spirit series. But I do want to add, you know, the question is, how do we have this relationship with Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit? How do we walk with Him? And there's only one requirement, only one thing, that we give Him ourselves. And the amount of ourself that we give Him, He gives us. If we give Him just a little bit of ourself, He gives us a little bit of Himself. We stay in that first phase. If we give Him all our heart, and we truly seek Him with everything we have, we receive all of Him. Amen. There's no other, you know, There's no other requirements. It's within that giving him ourself. You know, there's all of these other things, religion and, you know, what most people think is external stuff. It's external. It's, you know, it's going to school for many years and learning the Bible in and out. It's, you know, having the polished, everything's perfect in a ministry and somebody has the business card and the website and everything is, they've got the big church, they've got all the, none of the, those things, you know, it's almost like the things that we do to be seen by men and don't really count. It's all intangible. It's all about us giving ourselves to him and having that relationship over time. And within that, again, I'm not just bashing the Protestant and Catholic Church at all. But, you know, in the Catholic Church, there's a lot of external things to do that you have to do. All these external things. Protestant Church, similar, just a little more toned down. Those things don't matter. It's furnishing the vessel, furnishing the temple, furnishing, giving him our heart. And then he's the one who allows us to walk with him. And it's almost like he does it for us. We can't do anything. We have to die. We cannot do anything. We have to die. And when we do, Jesus Christ lives in and through us. And we are able to do all the things that he commands us to do, that he wants us to do, that he, in his wisdom, tells us to do, because he knows it's for our own good. And here's the glorious thing, one final thing. When we get to know him, we find that he's the most glorious, most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. And when we get that touch and that taste of him, all we want to do is seek him. It's all we want to do. Nothing else outside of him matters or exists.